דיבר על החוט הזה, יום טוב. מלאכן יום טוב. רואים פה את הלכות. אוכל למלאכות, which you could do on YouTube, can do on יום טוב. כמו מרדכי אליהו, לצאת. אשכנזים, ספרדים, we can cover it all. עזרת השם. אמרו חז"ל, our sages said, לא ניתנו שבתות וימים טובים לישראל רק כדי שיהיה אדם פנוי מעסקיו לעסוק בתורה. The reason why Hashem gave us holidays, שבתות, שבס, ימים טובים, is so we are free to sit and learn. אמרו חז"ל, חציו להשם וחציו לכם. חז"ל say that יום טוב, half for you, half for Hashem. Therefore, a person has to increase his learning of Torah on the holidays. It's good to learn more, also more in the day, more at night. I always wonder about this because if you're sitting and learning all day during the day, just during the year, it's like on the Yom Tov you have less time really than during the year. But those who are working, they definitely have more time in the Chag to learn. הלכה בית, כל מלאכה אסורה בשבת לבן איש חיינה. Every מלאכה, every work, כן, that is אסור to do on שבת, is אסור to do on יום טוב, except מלאכה which has to do with אוכל נפש. אוכל נפש, food that you need to eat. So not all the אוכל נפש, but a lot of them you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Okay. Now those which are asu, what is asu? What is prohibited to do on Yom Tov? It's prohibited to harvest on Yom Tov because you can do it before Yom Tov. It's prohibited to do disha, threshing on Yom Tov. It's asu to do imur, to make piles on Yom Tov. It's asu to grind on Yom Tov. It's asur to do harkada, which is type of sifting on Yom Tov. It's asur to squeeze fruit on Yom Tov. You want to make orange juice? Asur. You can't squeeze on Yom Tov. Klisha min ha-mechubar. Stam, you want to take besamim. Oh, pull it out of the ground. No, asur. Asur also to hunt on Yom Tov. Okay? You can't go hunting now. You want to eat a deer. You can't go now to the forest over here and try to start hunting on Yom Tov. Okay. מפני שדברים אלה דרכן לעשותם הרבה ביחד. These things usually you don't harvest just what you need for your bread for today. You harvest a lot, an amount, right? You usually grind an amount, you squeeze an amount. Okay? So we're afraid that person might do a lot also for the weekday, therefore these things you don't do on the Chag. בכל דבר שאסור לעשות מהתורה ומדרבנן, אסור לעשות גם איזה שינוי, ואסור גם לומר לגבי לעשותו. And everything which is אסור to do on Yom Tov, either it's from the Oraita, from the Torah, or the rabbis decree not to do it. It's asur to do it also through a change. Okay? B'shinui, you can't do it, and you can't even tell the goy to do it. Okay? And these laws are not only by men, also by women. We're going to learn now, I just said in general the halachot. Now we're going to go through some of the Ben Ish Chai says. Now, we're going to go through each thing separately. Okay. Preparing food. Tchina. Tchina means grinding. Asur litchon o lerasek biyom tov alayde matkinat yad o kumpiya. It's asur. Okay? To grind or to crush an yom tov with a grinder or with a
mortar and pestle.
What's the mortar and pestle? Of course not, and not with a
mill.
Again, and not with also a
healer.
I got
greater.
Greater. Can't do with the greater in Shabbat or on Yom Tov.
Not a mortar vessel.
Mortar vessel is a kacha. Also, you can't cook. Can still not sabana. Him? Not even in the shinu. Of course, you can't do it with electric. That's obvious, right? So we can't do the electric things either. Even though you're not working hard, it's asur to use electricity, to turn on electricity on the Yom Tov. Afilu b'shinui, even with a change, you can't grind on Yom Tov or crush on Yom Tov.
What if the electric machine was already going before Yom Tov?
Asur to crush.
It's still going.
Asur to crush.
You're not turning it on.
Asur to crush on Yom Tov, nothing to do with electricity. Even by your hand, you can't crush.
Smash.
Okay, yeah. And you can't grind.
Grind.
We'll see. You can't grind, and you can't crush, and you can't smush and mush, or whatever you want to call it.
What about when you're on the mat and you want
to... No? On Yom Tov?
What?
No. Not with a kli. Not with a...
The vessel.
Okay. A vessel. We'll see soon more. Matzot.
By hand,
yeah, not with the
not to pulverize them.
How's it pulverized?
Crush it to a fine powder. So you just break it up into a bowl with pour milk over and
the only way you're allowed to do it, okay, is, let's say,
mortar and pestle.
You use, instead of using the regular side that you do it, you'll use the other side. No, it's not going to crush so well. So yeah, right? You take with a spoon, the back of a spoon, it doesn't crush so nicely, right? Good, that's good. That you can do it. Or with the other side of the fork.
Baby food.
Okay, you're allowed to do that, right?
Mashing,
but you can't use what's special for that. Why? Again, because it looks like you're making an amount. You could also come to do an amount, which is also for Yom Chol, for a weekday, and then that's why it's a suan Yom Tov. But if you do it, you're crushing it in a weird way, not with these vessels which are used, right, for doing it, then you're allowed to. Because the actual crushing is not a problem. The problem is, like we said before, as they're going to come to do...
Grinding?
Yeah, also crushing. No, the banana you don't grind, you crush, right? Banana, avocado.
You mash.
Ice you crush? Ice?
For the bag, you just smack it on the floor.
Are we saying
this
video
or Lahatila? You could do it.
Exactly the way
you're doing it. Yeah, Lahatila.
Lahatila is okay.
100%. On Yom Tov, yeah. That's
because you're not making a large amount.
Yeah, you're going to do this to what you need.
So what are you making a large amount?
A large amount for the people that you need. You can do.
You have a lot of people.
You're allowed to do a large amount.
Okay.
Yeah. The point is, when you're using a special vessel that is used for that, even if you're not going to do a large amount, it's asu, because it's like you're going to do for a large amount. And you might come to do a large amount.
You could make a large amount if everybody's going to eat it up.
Okay, but not with this special tool.
The
back of a spoon, back of a fork, and by
Yad.
What? Kila Achal Yad. Yeah. So again, we'll say, but you're allowed to do it only if you're not using the normal vessel which is used for grinding.
The normal way.
Normal tool they use for grinding, exactly. Yeah, matzot, you're allowed to do it with your hand, like we just said, nachon? Mm-hmm. With the hand and bayah. Okay. לא נוהגים להשתמש בשום כתות דק דק ביום טוב כדי מה שיש בצדתו מעין תחינה ומבעד זאת אין להשתמש בתמיד בשום ולאו וגם כבר שואל אמר לך יש הרבה מזה אני משאל אני לא אעשה את זה הולך אני משאל אשמח אתה משאל אתך טוב also cutting very very small is also a type of תוכן of grinding so therefore if you want to cut let's say שום garlic very very small, you can't do that on Yom Tov. So what are you going to do it from Erev Yom Tov? If it's for the night, okay, but if it's for tomorrow, oh, it's going through a night and it's not it's peeled garlic and onion, it's a problem. So what people do is they mix, they put something on it, they put salt on it, put something on it, and then it's like kavush, it doesn't have a problem with staying overnight. It's not considered bare, like staying overnight without a cup. Okay, but you can't cut it very small, very, very small on Yom Tov. It's also called a type of grinding.
Okay. Even with the shinui? Even with the shinui? They usually cut with the right hand. They do it with the left hand.
You won't be able, first of all, you won't be able to cut it very small because you might cut yourself. But still, you won't. You have shot to cut it very small.
What if it's on your plate and you want to cut it?
We if don't cut it very small on Yom Tov. So, he says here, I wonder, because I remember we've seen otherwise in a different book, that peeling tapuch adama, peeling on Yom Tov, he says not to use a peeler. Mm-hmm. But I remember, he says here not to use a peeler, but I remember that we saw in Al-Vadia and other books, that, and also Ashkenazi in Poskim, said that you're allowed to use a peeler on Shabbat and on Yom Tov. Yeah. So he says here not to use a peeler, rather use a knife. But I know befeush, what the other person would say, Avadia, and also Bistefa Kashrut, a Fuchs he brings down, that you can use a peeler.
Why would they be lenient like that?
Because there's no reason to be strict about it. Why would you be strict about it? If you're making an amount, you're just peeling. You don't peel your heels. It's
not just in your mouth, it's like for being similar to what's done in the
and the way ah of din the chol, like a weekday thing. Anyways, don't peel whatever. Even if you do it with a peeler, and my house I peel with a peeler even on Shabbat. Even if you're peeling with a peeler on Yom Tov, the potatoes or whatever, potatoes and by the way on Shabbos they're muktzah, yeah, raw potatoes are muktzah on Shabbos because you have nothing to do with them. But on Yom Tov, they're not muktzah because you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So let's say you're going to make now potatoes. Okay? You know that in the afternoon you want to make potatoes for the meal. So don't peel them in the morning. Peel them closer to the cooking time. Okay. But now, if I'm cooking now potatoes, it's Shvi'i Pesach, I'm cooking now potatoes for the meal at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I also want mashed potatoes for Shabbos. So I'm allowed to put a lot of potatoes in there if I did the Rutav Shilin. Even though it's not close to Shabbat, I'm still allowed to do it even in the morning of Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbat. If I did a Rutav Shilin. Okay. Now, you want to make ice on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, you're allowed to make ice. Also on Shabbat, you're allowed to make ice on Shabbat for Shabbat. But if it's an hour before Shabbat is ending, you're not allowed to put the ice in the freezer. Why? Because you're preparing from Shabbat to the weekday. So that's asur to do. You have to make the ice for Shabbat or for the Chag. You're allowed to make ice on Shabbat.
If you're going to use it on Shabbat.
If you might use it on Shabbat. You're very negative. You don't know if you're going to use it on Shabbat. You want to have ice in the fridge, just in case guests will want ice. Good, you let them make it. But if it's so close to the end of Shabbat or the Chag that you know you're not going to use it,
it's not going to be ready.
It's going to be ready, or it's what's it called? The weather is, very cold out, no one's going to eat ice. Some you want
to
make it.
It's always good to have ice because somebody puts their hand on the platter.
Okay,
Yeah, but ice in the cleaner tila, the hand in there.
Okay.
Stop it from cooking.
So now you want to make rice. Your wife wants to make rice. Ichvod, the Suda, the Chag. Want it to be fresh. Doesn't want to make it the day before. Good, kacha ta'im, mitzuyan, mitzuyan. Okay? Or it's Shvi'i Pesach. You want to make rice? You eat rice on Pesach, mitzuyan. those are rice and pesach. So everyone knows that you have to check rice. If you don't check rice, you can't eat it. It's a problem. You might eat some little friends. Okay? Unless you buy the package, the vacuum.
Vacuum bag.
And pay double the price for half a kilo.
But it's worth it.
No, double.
Okay, about double. About double. Is it worth it?
Could when you don't have any eyesight.
Ah, that's a different story.
What?
What
can you do?
Can, no choice. But, I buy a bag and I check. I sit and I check. So you gotta check on Yom Tov. To do borer on Yom Tov, you're allowed to. But you have to do it differently than you do in the weekday. What does that mean different? You use usually a plate, don't use on the plate. Do it on the table. Do it different. Set up? You gotta do borer.
Yeah.
But do it differently than you do it on Yom Tov. That's the Shulchan Aruch. No, no one argues on this. You're allowed to do borer on Yom Tov differently than you do on the weekday.
Are you
saying
Shabbat? No, can't do it.
Borer on Shabbat, Nipui. What about sifting? Asur lenapot kemach v'chadomah b'Yom Tov afilu al yedei shinui. It's prohibited to sift flour on Yom Tov, even if you do it with a shinui, you don't do it. Because you could do it before Yom Tov. But if you sifted it, and then it was left open, you forgot to cover it, you forgot to put it in the fridge, you have to sift it again. Then you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Why? Because it was unintentionally. It's not that you're not allowed to do this malacha. Is what the reason why you can't do it on Yom Tov, because you were able to do it before Yom Tov. The only things that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov is what tastes better if you do it on Yom Tov. Chicken tastes better fresh, right?
Yeah.
A lot of cooking. Baked challah. Ta'im. Ken? Na'am, miyuchas, straight out of the oven. The best. The best, right? Mufletot. Lo yodea ma. Sfinjim. Straight out of the machvat. Schnitzel. When is the schnitzel the best? When it didn't even reach the plate. Before it reaches the plate, it's the best. That's when the schnitzel is the best.
With
mayonnaise. Huh? Depends where you live. The kitzur.
Not healthy to eat bread directly out of the oven.
No? It tastes good.
Down.
No, it doesn't taste better when it's hot.
Tastes better, but the yeast is still alive. And it doesn't do funny things in the belly.
It's in the belly, all kinds of...
You
start talking.
Yeah.
Anyways, so sifting you were able to do before, so you have to do it before. But if you sifted before and something happened, you have to sift the same thing again, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Okay? Get the idea, right? Because the point is, do it before. But here I did it before, but something happened. Like one of the kids uncovered it, I forgot. It was uncovered, I had to put it in the fridge. It's fine. Sift it again. You're allowed to do it. Even without a shinui, everything is sifter, regular sifter. So yeah. Okay. Some say that according to Ben Ishchai, that if you have to sift and you're allowed to, it's better to do it with the shinui. And the shinui will be that usually you sift into a bag or into a bowl. So don't sift into it, sift onto a bag, onto a table, put a nice bag on the table, sift under the table. It's a shinui. Some say you don't have to. You gotta sift even directly into a bag or into a kara. Yeah. Okay. Now, lisha. Lisha is kneading, right? Kneading. N-E-E-D.
K-N-E-A-D.
The knead. Okay, the knead. The kno and the.
Don't
you don't hear the K. Besado. So, kneading on Yom Tov. And Baya. You need lechatchila. You should need embaya. Do what you need.
Especially
if you need to. Especially if you need to. Exactly. One thing you can't do. You cannot measure on Yom Tov. So now, if you bought a stack of 5 kilos of flour, you have 5 kilos of flour in it, and you want to use 1 kilo or 2 kilos, how do you measure it? You can't measure it on Yom Tov. You have to measure it from before Yom Tov. You can't measure. Not allowed to measure on Yom Tov. Okay?
What about an approximation?
That you could do. Not exact.
I mean, like,
let's say, I'll tell you for example. You know that, I don't know if you guys know, but my wife taught me that 7 cups is a kilo. Okay? So you let it take a cup and do 1, 2, 3 without measuring exactly.
You're counting though.
But suddenly you're not measuring. You're allowed to count how many cups you're putting in there.
Not called measuring.
Measuring is with a measuring vessel.
But the thing is, when you use the cup, don't put it in, level it off.
That you can't.
Because that's where it's measuring.
You can't level it up.
You can't, exactly. That's the measuring part.
It's about near the top or below the top.
More or less. It's not exact. So, maximum then she'll add more water to the dough. No, no, what? Okay? Asur to measure on Yom Tov. It could be more or less. Approximate. That's true. Or, buy by kilos, like I have by kilos. Or, prepare them in a kilo before Yom Tov, make 7 cups before in a bag, then you know you have a kilo. Good.
Without counting, can you count on Yom Tov?
And by, yeah, count as much as you want.
No problem.
Yeah, just not, the measuring is, the point is, with the vessel, exactly, okay, here's 1 cup. I have a cup now. That's a sort of thing. Okay. Afrashat chala. Now, fine, so your wife is making chala and shavuos, kacha yafeh, in the morning you're in shul, she's baking. Sada? And again, she wants to do afrashat chala, right? Taking the chala from the dough that the Torah commands us. Okay, you're allowed to take chala on Yom Tov and vaya, but you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov because burning it is not cooking it. You're making a bonfire, makara.
But you can double wrap it.
You need to double wrap it. And if you will still want to burn it, you can keep it in the fridge until after Chag and then burn it. And buy
ya. Do you double wrap it? Can't burn it?
Can't burn it,
so what's the point of double wrapping it?
You can throw it in the garbage.
You could throw it in the garbage.
Yes. Some places say you don't have to burn it. If it's a hassle for you, you can put it in 2 bags and put it in the garbage in a respectful way. It's better to burn it if you're able to. And Yom Tov, you can't burn it. Now, very important, she's taking challah now, and she wants to either put it aside or put it in the garbage, okay, with the double wrapping. She can't put it down and then take it and put it in the bag. You know why? Because once you put it down, it's muktzeh. You have nothing to do with it on Yom Tov, it's muktzeh. While it's still in her hand, she can do whatever she wants with it till she puts it down. Once she puts it down, it's muktzeh. Stuck. So if she's taking challah on Yom Tov, take it. She makes the bracha and everything, she separates. She puts it in the bag, she sets it aside, or in the garbage, and buy it. Okay.
No law, she's creating something new on Yom Tov.
You let it take challah on Yom Tov.
Yeah, but when she puts it down, but all of a sudden it's changing status. Now it's
new. Anyway, he's going to put it down.
She's creating something new.
It's not creating something new.
No law.
There's no way still no law on the Yom Tov. No problem, no law today. And the Batsek. It's not like something that didn't exist. You let it make challah on Yom Tov. No. So. So you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. You've been allowed to bake in your very nice oven. Okay, you can put it on a timer and then it'll start running. Alright, put it for 2 hours. You're running. Between 10 and 12 it's on. Then she knows to make the dough before. And by, yeah.
But that's gas, so you can't do electric, right? You
can do electric.
On a Yom Tov.
Why not? Okay. Just don't turn it on Yom Tov. Put it on the timer. And I'll go on.
Oh, okay.
Gas, you could even light on Yom Tov, just with the fire that exists already. If you have a gas oven, you're allowed to turn on Yom Tov. Even electricity you're allowed to use on Yom Tov. How? You put on a timer. You make the timer go on at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then your wife knows she needs the dough at 9 o'clock. She lets it rise for an hour, and at 10 she puts it in the oven. Okay?
Okay.
You can't turn it on, you can't turn it off. If it's 10 o'clock, you're allowed to. So, most of us do not have most of us do not have wood stoves, right, or fireplace. But just for the knowledge, if anyone should know, that if you don't have wood which is fit to be lit because it's too big, you're allowed to chop the amount that you need, not off the tree. If you have already logs it's called, in the backyard, and you have an axe, you're allowed to axe them. How to break them into pieces, just the amount that you need to cook with. Very important. So Allah Chalam Mash came to us very practical last year. If you're making a fire on Yom Tov outside, okay, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a fire. If you have a created fire, you're allowed to transfer. Now, you can't. Usually, when you make a fire, you build. You build it nice, and then you light it. So it lights nicely. What do? You put small stuff on the bottom, you build it nicely, and on top of them a bit bigger, and on top of them a bit bigger, and the bigger ones, the big log you put on top. So when everything is burning, the whole log will go on in flames, right? If anyone did a fireplace and knows how it works, a bonfire, that's how you do it. Problem is, it's bonnet, it's building on Yom Tov, it looks like bonnet. It looks like building on Yom Tov, so you have a problem. You can't do that on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you do it differently. What are you going to do? You take the big log, and put it, smash like that, just like that. And then, around it, you'll put this and that, and not do it like you do a regular bonfire. So, last year I was in Meron for Shavuos, and we were camping out, me and my brother, and our wives and our kids, and we wanted to make fire, wanted to heat up the food for the chag, for the meal, the day meal. So, we made sure to... My brother learned halachot before, and I made sure to make it that way, not in the way that you're building the fire, the bonfire. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Today, everyone has a fridge. In Eretz Yisrael, most Yom Tovs are one day. It's very simple to make everything before and just rest and learn Torah on Yom Tov. It's very simple. It's better to do that, right, especially here. Some people, their Indian is dafka to do mangalim. The Marokkai, they like to do mangal.
Barbecue.
Good for them. But you could make before. No. Listen, also for us, for me, to make a barbecue is a sifu, it's a whole story. I don't know how to light the fire nicely, I don't know. I think it's a big issue. I'm not a Moroccan from home.
They have these great little portable barbecues.
Okay. So you like to light them on Yom Tov and make the food, but... If it's going to take you now, in 3 hours, you're going to be dealing with it. Make the food before Yom Tov. Put it on the plata. Shake it. But you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov.
Oh, before Yom Tov, be sure to check your plata. Ours had a crack in it. It blew out our circuits 4 times.
Ah. Some people burned the whole house down and killed 7 of their children.
I know. That's why we checked the bottom of it and found out. We tossed it away after Yom Tov. After the second time, it blew the circuit breaker.
So we didn't blow up the house.
Why in a backup? I've turned everything
but,
on.
But my mother told me, people, they heard the story, Hashem Arachem, the situation, you know, the 7 kids were killed, Hashem Arachem. And he said, everyone went and checked the platas now. Check your soul! It's not the plata who made this the problem. It's our neshama made the problem. It's our sins who caused the problems.
Yep.
Of course, you also check the plata, but don't rely on that. That's not the point.
If it's not the plata, it could be the fish tank. It could be the exactly. Wall heater. It could be the computer. It could be.
I think you might live without electricity. It might be better. So. Asul to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov. Why? Because you could do it before Yom Tov, right? But, let's say you have a knife now, that something happened, it became treif, it's not kosher anymore. You cut this, and then you cut hot milk, someone used it for mixing the cocoa, hot cocoa, and then with milk, someone used it for, and they cut the meat, and now you need the knife, that's the knife you need, what are you going to do? You let it boil water, and kasher it on Yom Tov, because you need it for Yom Tov. Okay?
halaf.
Halaf for the shvita.
Sekin shvita, sekin milah.
Okay. Ma'itam.
If a shvita knife or a milah knife got damaged, and you have
then to you have then you're allowed to, of course.
You have to,
Okay.
My daughter put down our hollow knife, which is decorated. It dropped on the ground, split in half. The handle.
The handle, maybe. Maybe. It's a blade.
Blade, yeah.
No, it just was so close, I just said, toss it.
So, shchita umlicha, regarding slaughtering animals on in fowl, you say fowl. On Yom Tov, in regarding salting them, like the Torah commands us to salt and take out the blood. Some places the minhag is dafka, they shech the behemah, they make a big mesibah. In Mitzrayim, that was the minhag. On Yom Tov, the neighbors get together, they shech the keves, and he stops doing that afterwards. And then put him on the grill, you make alayish barbecue. That was very nice. But the other people say, not the shech at all on Yom Tov. Not that you're not allowed to. You don't need to. You could do it before Vezel. So. Okay. By chicken, which is a lot easier to do, a lot easier to deal with in any way, okay, regarding the salting and the plucking and everything.
Covering the blood.
Covering the blood, akol. Easy to do. They're more lenient about it. But in our days, we're used to eating from the frozen. We're used to this. If you're not chayav, you don't have to. Don't do that. And even if you want to shech tarnegolim, chickens on Yom Tov, you have to prepare them before. What does that mean? They can't be your chickens in your backyard that are used for laying eggs. Now you want to shech them. Because they're not mukhan, they're not prepared. You didn't designate them. We learned these halachas. Designate them for. You learned Beitz also. You know, didn't designate them for Yom Tov. But if they're standing for shechting, still before you have to clean their. You pluck their. The natsot, feathers over here.
They have blood inside. You don't need to salt them?
You salt them.
You first have to check.
It's very easy to salt. Chickens, you have to have two little barrels. You have two chickens. Take to pluck them. And you put them in the water. Then you put them in the salt. Then you put them again in the water. We call it Tuv Shalom Sela. I should not. But the cow, it's kind of complicated. Huh?
Very.
You know how they do it in the big places? Huge barrels. You know who lifts it up? The machine. Because it weighs a chatziton, each piece. Okay? Besides the back part, the chlal, they give it to the goy, to chatchila. Because they don't want to deal even with the, what's it called, with the gizim. Yeah. They don't even want to deal with it. Just the front part they do. And you have this huge machinery that lifts them up, puts them in the water. One, two, three water. Chakach, so. The goy does the salt. The mashgiach is there. They cover you with a ton of salt. It's a balagan, it's a whole mess. It's a very bloody scene. I just saw pictures, I've never been.
Well, as a mashgiach on the retail, we would get half size of beef, just vacuum packed in plastic. And even then, that was close to. It took two of us to lift it.
Okay, betach. And then 300 kilo. Very
we use
heavy.
A crane to take it out.
Yeah, of course. It's all stamped and everything with the purple stamp.
Yeah, well, everything's back in plastic.
So usually, they slaughter animals in the same place, the same plant where they do the shechita, the Jewish shechita. They also do the Goyish shechita. Most of the shechita, most of the cows is in South and Central America. A little bit also in America. So they do it also in a Goyish plant, not in a Jewish plant. Everything has to be with a stamp. Each piece, each part which is separated in other parts has to have a stamp and exposure. Also, when you cover the blood on Yom Tov, you have to prepare the first Mishnah in Beitza. Right? Prepare
the ground,
right, that you're going to cover it with from the soil before. You can't prepare it now on the time. Start digging now and making it on Yom Tov. So you have it from before. That's only if you slaughter chickens or animals which are wild. Cows and there, you don't cover their blood. Because they go on the Mizbeach, on the altar. Top. Kitzur, today we go to the butcher, we get kashrut meat, we cook it before Yom Tov, we put it in the fridge and we turn on the plata. As if you want, you could do a barbecue in Baya. Someone once came to Rav Arush on Yom Tov, I don't know, you should do a barbecue. So Rav Arush in the Shir said, you could do a barbecue, everything, if whatever you feel like it, you can make a barbecue, everything's good. Because you can't tell a Moroccan not to do a barbecue on Yom Tov. You can be sad on Yom Tov. So you have to do a barbecue.
Allah Hasidim and Allah Ashkenazim making barbecue.
Can, and by yeah. But they're not going to be mitzvah if they don't do. But the Moroccan, who won't do, he'll be mitzvah. You don't think so? He's like, yeah, that's a normal thing to do. I did grow up doing barbecues on Yom Tov. Rarely my father used to do. You ever made a barbecue on Yom Tov? You don't make barbecue on Yom Tov? What's wrong with you? Your wife's Moroccan, what do you mean? Yeah? Top. Top. We'll stop halachot over here.
Oh, quick question.
Yeah.
Lemon wedges on fish.
Maze.
Can you squeeze the lemon?
Yes, and yeah, not for the juice, just for the food.
Right.
Yes. Also on Shabbat.
Shabbat you can do it, so why not?
Even he knows that, he just wants it to be recorded. Right? Yeah. All the obvious questions that he asked, he knows already.
Yes, do some cat
Yes.